And I have the wonderful opportunity this afternoon to speak to photographer Jeff Latham. And he is in Klibeha, Port Elizabeth. And Jeff, good afternoon to you, sir, and welcome.
Hi, Juan. Hi, listeners. Glad to be on the air this afternoon. Hope everyone's blessed.
Yeah, thank you so much. How's the weather in Old P.E. Klibeha?
The wind is blowing a bit. It's a bit chilly and a bit overcast. But otherwise, we are blessed down on the side.
Wonderful. You know, the wind in Klibeha, I know so very well. I attended way back Framesby High School, and I had to go to school a few kilometers on my bicycle. And especially in the afternoons going back home, I had to struggle against that western wind blowing. And I know the wind can blow in Klibeha.
But at least the air is clean, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and at Hobie Beach to have a swim in those beautiful seaside side, eh?
No, 100%. And just by the way, both our kids are in Framesby.
Aye, jy praat. Really?
Ek is 'n Engelsman, my vrou, en ons is Afrikaans.
You know, I was a very naughty boy at Framesby, and just to show you, they invited me back to the school many times throughout the years, because eventually I became head boy at the school after my stormy years in Standard 9, and then I gave my heart to the Lord. And my photograph as a head boy, it used to hang in the office of the headmaster. And way back, the headmaster always told me that when they had a difficult child, he brought him into the head officer's office and the principal's office and said, "You see that man? He gave his life to Christ. Now, that boy became a dominie, so you can do that as well by the grace of the Lord."
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's absolutely fantastic.
Can you? Hey, Jeff, tell us all about your path as a sport photographer and what the Lord done to you as you are so blessed. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, sure, not a problem. I'm going to try and keep a very long story as short as possible. Okay, so when I was younger, I wanted to always take photos, but I never had the opportunity of having my own camera. And then, of course, when I got married, I inherited muck and drick, which was actually my wife's, and every time I went and visited the family on the farm, away I'd go down into the valley and just make this little muck and drick work, you know. And then my dad saw the talent, and he bought me my first DSLR camera in 2009. And that was a Canon 450D. And next thing you know, I was just taking photos for friends, you know, parties, birthday parties, couple of family shoots, you know, just having a bit of fun. And it just started developing. And suddenly this desire in me it was just birthed, you know. I could see myself as a professional photographer. At that time, it didn't happen because I didn't have equipment. I didn't have, you know, everything that I needed to make it possible. But in any case, so as the years went by, there was a job opportunity at another company. When I got some of my payout, I actually invested in some equipment, knowing that I'm actually doing photography and I'm making a bit of money on the side. I might as well, you know, get the equipment to do this. But in any case, and it was amazing that when I joined this new company, a colleague of mine said to me, "Now listen to this. This is in 2019." Beginning of 2019, and this colleague of mine says to me, "Hey, let's have some coffee. I want to show you something." And then he showed me on his computer some photos of a race car that he built. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. So I said, well, do you race? He said, yes, I do. So he said, to me, he races at Aldo Scribanti Racetrack. And I thought to myself, you know, I've always wanted to try this genre of photography. And up until this point in time, I only went once to a racetrack, and that was back in 2002. Okay. And so I said to my son, look, this guy's going to race. You can use my old camera. I'll take my new camera with. And let's go and have a father and son day. And this was the 25th of May, 2019. And the bug bit me. And it didn't just bite me. It bit me. It bit me off. And in any case, so I started actually getting invites to shoot at local regional events that were happening in and around Kabaha.
Yeah.
I hope I said that right. Kabaha. There we go. And I mean, beginning of 2020, now I'm sure we all had plans. Now, I mean, we all had plans for 2020. It was prophesied it's going to be a blessed year. We're going to have, oh, man, everything. And I had a lot of bookings already that year, but I needed some extra equipment and stuff. And so I went in a little bit of debt. And with knowing that what's going to happen, you know, I'll be able to sort this out quickly and pay for it. And suddenly lockdown happened. And let me tell you something, if it wasn't for the Lord in my life, I don't think I'd be alive today. Okay. The house we were renting for 8 years, the owner wanted to sell. So we bought it in lockdown. And then I was retrenched with 1 week's salary. I was only at that company for a year. And I'm not going to mention the company's name. I left in a very good note. They even used me for photography afterwards. No? But any case, now here we are, we're sitting. And at that time of lockdown, it was very, very bad. Very bad.
Yeah.
You know, we couldn't work. We couldn't do anything. Didn't have no income coming in. Look, my wife's a school teacher, but it was very difficult. And this talent that I've got is not a talent from me. It came from God. The Lord blessed me with this talent, and I had no other choice but to take this talent that God gave me and run with it, without looking left, without looking right, without looking behind, and ignoring all the voices around me saying, oh, what are you doing? It's not going to work. You're not going to get anywhere. You can't do this at this time, especially based here in Kabeja. I promise you, you missed it was difficult. Didn't have much people standing behind us. But in any case, I ran with it. And like the little bit of money that I got out for the payoff, I heard of an event happening in Delmas. It was a national motorsport event. And I said to my wife, let's go up to Joburg. Let's visit our friends who do a working holiday. And I used those opportunities with there. That idea of us, you know, sometimes when I said, dear, a picky whoopers, and you lured that day.
Yeah.
I just knew. And in any case, to cut a long story short, one of my big clients that I have came out from that event, okay, that I have today. So in any case, to cut a very long story short, so from being retrenched, losing my house, car, we lost a couple of things, okay, but we didn't lose our health. We still got our hands, eyes, you know, and I became motorsport. I was honored to have Motorsport South Africa Photographer of the Year in 2023. And then, of course, now recently, well, from last year's World Champs, I got the UIM International.
Yeah.
I took the the overall winning photo out of the whole world. I'd love to go, and I've got so many stories and so many things, you know, to say, but you know, someone out there needs to hear this. You know, I think that Pastor De Villiers was talking about an hour ago.
Yeah.
Look, if God wants to, a truck with 3 million rand can stop outside our house, not a problem. God gave a, remember the gold coin in a fish's mouth? Anything's possible. But you know what? Yeah, we didn't get a truck with a couple of million bucks or whatever, but he gave us abilities, he gave us talents. And I took that talent and I ran with it. And now, where I want to go with the story is, remember the when Jesus walked on the water?
Yeah.
There was a storm taking place, okay? And, of course, the disciples, they didn't even recognize Jesus, and they were scared of the storm. And then when Peter recognized, hey, it was the Lord, he said, Lord, you know, just say the word, and I'll come to you. And, of course, that's what happened. And, you know, that storm didn't stop right then. There was still a storm. Why? Because when Peter was walking on the water, he at that moment forgot that the Lord said he can walk on the water. He looked at the storm and he started sinking, you know. And only after that did the storm disappear when Jesus climbed in the boat with him. So a lot of times in life, you know, we want that truck, which, like I say, God can do it.
Yeah.
Bring a truck with millions of bucks to our house. But you know what? Someone out there needs to be inspired. How can we be a testimony out there? You know, we taste some situations, and we're not the only ones that have gone through. Trust me, there's people that I know that have gone through 100 times worse things than what we have, you know.
Amen.
And but yet he found us young in the storm, and I've seen the doors open. I didn't sit back feeling sorry for myself. I took my God-given talent and I ran with it. That's all I've done. And these doors, it's amazing. You know, we pray about it, and God just miraculously, as you're walking out of faith with what he's given you in your hands, the doors just open. It's been absolutely incredible. But saying that, you know, you see a nice photo. There's the one that I won in the whole world. No one knows the story behind that photograph. Okay, I don't know how much time we've got. Let me just take you to that photo quickly. Let me take you to the time. It was last year, February, March. We had the World Champs taking place in PE. And I got to deal with a whole lot of teams that raced, some from international as well. And it was good because we needed the money. And look, we knew that our house, look, you know, the time was going to come, that transfer is going to be fine. We had, you know, had to leave, but we couldn't rent, you know, because of our situation. And any case, so I'm at the World Champs, and my father passes away. And now when you work for yourself, you can't just, there's no one to just take your place,
yeah.
You know. And so my park was a leader, and he fought on a dock the following day. I got a notification from the lawyers. We have 2 days to leave our house. The transfer came through, and they told us that we've got 2 days to leave. Yo, let me tell you. And I thought that I'd ice situation could come. I never gave up.
Mm. Isn't,
you know,
that
I approached them and they gave, I mean, kyk, hulle het my klomp stories vertel, maar yeah. Ek gaan nie nou daar nou praat nie, maar ek wil nou net.
Jeff, isn't it just wonderful how the Lord comes through at a moment when you least expect it?
And 100%.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for just sharing your heart from the depth of your heart with us this afternoon. The international and national award-winning photographer. Where can people get hold of you? Because if there is someone looking for a photographer that captures the moments and not just the images, this is the guy for the job. In Klibecha, call Jeff Latham, the international and national award-winning photographer. Where can they get hold of you, sir?
They can contact me on 0726723217. My Facebook page is Jeff Latham Photography. My details are on there. My Instagram account is also Jeff Latham Photography, and my details are there. And I can work anywhere throughout this country, anywhere.
Anywhere. Give him a call. Jeff Latham, 072-672-3217. I do repeat. Jeff Latham, 072-672-3217.